Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Karl Marxer, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands. Space is limited. Register now through Instagram at CFRC Radio or our website at cfrc.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Today, I'll be interviewing Lauren Kovacs. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter that just came out with a new single called Perfectly Fine. She's involved in the local Toronto music scene, putting out many singles and covers by performing them live and posting them online. Please welcome Lauren.
Yay! That's perfect.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start with the first question then. You have a single that just came out. Do you want to talk about the meaning behind the song and how it came into like fruition?
Yeah. So my new single, Perfectly Fine, just came out, and my entire life, I've been writing a lot of very sad songs, you know, that are about yearning and heartbreak, and I figured I owed it to myself to finally make a cute love song. I've always been a romantic. I love romantic movies. I love cutesy love songs, and so I was just like, you know what, it's time that I do this thing. It's time that I make a cute love song. I actually went to LA for the first time a few months ago, and I spent a week with really close friends, and we were like, okay, we need to sit down and finally start a real project. And I wrote it with a couple of my good friends, and it was produced by my boyfriend, who very inspired by my boyfriend when I wrote it. And it's kind of about, you know, like the beginning of falling in love with someone and all of the cute, sweet things that you think of. And also a little bit of, you know, like the fear of leaving your heart in someone's hand. So yeah, that's what it's about.
No, I've noticed that like you write a lot about like yearning and kind of that what's that like shoegazy type of music, right? Yeah, but I think it's interesting.
I love shoegaze.
Yeah. I've noticed in your covers, like you sing a lot of shoegaze music. Speaking of, you've done many covers that you've posted on YouTube and Instagram that have gone viral. What has been your favorite cover you've done so far?
I think I have two. I think one of my favorites is My Love Is Mine All Mine by Mitski, because I sang that one with my boyfriend, and that was one of the first ones that got a lot of views, and I still get a lot of like comments about it now, and a lot of people found me through that. So I feel like I owe so much to that cover, and I just had so much fun making it. I also really love the cover I did of Creep by Radiohead, because that's one of my favorite songs ever. And Radiohead has been like an inspiration since I was a kid. So, you know, kind of getting a lot of like viewers and like new listeners and stuff through that cover means a lot to me, because it's kind of like, it's kind of going back to like my roots. And, you know, I owe a lot to a lot of Radiohead's music. So it's pretty sick.
I think my favorite cover of yours is Creep by Radiohead also, actually.
Yes.
I think another one is like the Marceline one. That one was really good too.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I owe so much to Adventure Time. Like all the music in that by Rebecca Sugar is like my favorite songs ever. And like that was definitely an inspiration too, like for my writing music. And I love that stuff.
Speaking of Adventure Time, like you cover a lot of songs from different shows and like have been really interested in like cartoons. I've realized like you for Halloween, you got you and your boyfriend dressed up as like Bob's Burger. So what is like your favorite? Yeah. What are some of your favorite shows you've grown up with?
So definitely, of course, Adventure Time. I'd have to say that's the number one show, like my favorite show of all time. I am constantly rewatching it. I feel like it's kind of made me who I am as a person a little bit. It's definitely like shaped my sense of humor and like my interest in music. Like all the songs in there, like Rebecca Sugar always uses like omni chords, and it's very cute. And there's also like kind of like deeper like influences, so that like has been so inspiring to me. I also grew up watching Steven Universe. That's one of my favorite shows as well, and Rebecca Sugar worked on the music for that as well. So really, I'm just a huge Rebecca Sugar fan. Just the way that she incorporates like cuteness and like sweetness and then lots of like sad topics, it's really the best thing ever. Like, she really knows how to pull at your heartstrings. And I also just love all like the animations in Steven Universe and Adventure Time. Like, I could watch it forever for the rest of my life.
I feel like I could see that for like your type of like brand and music, where it's just like very cutesy because you have like that sort of sweet voice, but then also very like deep feelings types of music. But yeah, that's interesting. Do you work with a lot of omnichords or omnichords?
I don't. There's actually like a long story. I won't go too into it, but I have wanted like an omnichord forever, and they are so hard to get right now. Like, they're so expensive. And I actually had a follower offer to send an omnichord to me, but they're from the UK. It's been like a really long time, so I don't know if it's gonna end up coming or not, but playing it all the time and like hopefully incorporating it in my songs a lot more, and definitely in my covers. I'll definitely be doing like way more Adventure Time and Steven Universe covers once I have an omnichord. But yeah, I love them. It's the best instrument.
Yeah, I feel like it would frozen. Really match. Sorry, I know it's low-key freezing, but then I also hear the audio, so hopefully it includes the audio.
Yeah, it's good now. It's good.
Okay, that's good. So if you could have one of your songs in a show now, what show and what song would it be?
That's so hard because I feel like Adventure Time would be like the obvious answer. Like, definitely like have so many like out for Adventure Time. So I would love to have a song somewhere in there. I also do love Bob's Burgers. I don't know if my songs are like funny enough to be in Bob's Burgers, but that would definitely be, I feel like, perfectly fine. Actually, be like a perfect Adventure Time. I think like there's like a lot of like new Adventure Time shows coming out. Like, there's The Distant Lands, there's Fiona and Cake, and then they have like, I think, like a prequel coming out soon. So that would definitely be like a dream show to be on. And then I think like in terms of like which song specifically, I actually feel like Perfectly Fine would probably fit into like the shows that I like the most, just because it's definitely like a bit more dreamy. So I feel like, yeah, I think that would probably be like the dream song to be on like a cartoon or something.
Okay, I have two questions. First question, if you were a cartoon character, like which cartoon character would do you like resonate with the most? Like, you think that's you, like that's your character. And then also second question, wait, before I forget it. It was, would you ever do like a funny song, like a funny lyric song? Or you talk about like light songs, but then like deep meanings. But do you ever think of like the opposite, where you're just like sad tone songs, but like really funny lyrics?
Okay, I'll answer the first question first. I think when I was younger, I was definitely like, I feel like Marceline, just because she had like the dark hair and she had like her bass guitar. And I was like, she's so cool. I want to be her. But I feel like now I feel more similar to like Finn, because, you know, he goes through so many deep and crazy and meaningful situations throughout the show, but he's always so like positive and goofy and silly. And I feel like that resonates with me because, I don't know, I feel like my coping mechanism throughout life has always been humor. I always just kind of want to make people laugh and be silly. And that always makes me feel better. And, you know, maybe it's also a little bad in some ways because I avoid some like serious things because I'd rather just be silly about it. But I think it helps a lot for the most part. So yeah, that's definitely a character that I resonate with. And then the second question was if I'd ever make a funny song, and I would 1000% make a funny song. I would love to write a song for like Bob's Burgers or something, because like whenever I start writing songs, and like especially with my friend Lay, who I'm in a duo with called Frank, whenever we start writing songs, we always start with a really stupid topic. Like we've written a song about our feet before, which is so dumb, but then the song itself sounds deep, but we have such silly like ways of like figuring out topics and concepts. So I would definitely love to incorporate that humor in my music, because I love that stuff and I love being silly and funny and unserious. So yeah,
that's really funny, like about the feet thing. I'm so curious now, like how do you write like something about your feet? But I guess like that's the artist thing, or songwriters, where it's just like you guys are just that creative, I guess.
I feel like it'll start with something funny, and then like, you know, we'll write like lines about that funny thing, and then we'll be like, oh wait, that's kind of poetic, and it makes me think of this deep thing or this serious thing. Like for example, for feet, our feet song, I was like, you know, like my feet are so far away, I would never get a pedicure because they're so far away, I can't even see it. So then we started writing about like, I don't know, like someone being like far away from you. It kind of like loses its, I don't know, like relevance and like meaning to you because it feels far away. So that's kind of like a weird connection that like kind of somehow happens, I guess.
Interesting. And feet is like part of the lyrics of the song.
I actually can't remember. Oh, we did use it. We were like from my head to my toes.
Oh, okay. I thought of you like verbatim feet, like for real.
Not too much, just a little bit, just little hints at it.
Okay. Nothing too explicit.
Yeah, nothing too explicit. I don't love feet, you know.
Or do you, like if you guys are thinking about that? I don't know.
maybe a little bit. I don't know. They keep us grounded.
This again with the deep thought in like funny things.
I know, I can't help it.
I feel like I could kind of picture you like writing about like something funny and then turning it into something deep, and then it'll just like become, if it were to be in like Bob's Burger, it would just be like kind of like an ironic scene where it's just like it's a ironic sad scene, you know what I mean? Like music video type of, do you know what I mean?
Yes. No, yeah, that would be awesome. Like I'm trying to think of like some song. There's like one song in Bob's Burgers that's called, I think it's called Bad Things Happen in the Bathroom.
That's so funny.
And it's so stupid. Like it's so dumb, but it's like serious at the same time. Cause I think it's like Louise accidentally got Bob stuck to the toilet or something. And she feels like it's her fault. No. And so it's like, it's such a stupid topic, but it sounds so sad at the same time. And it's so beautiful. Like I love that song. So,
you know,
like,
what? I should listen to it because growing up, I was like scared of the washroom.
Oh my God, no. You should definitely watch it. It might help a little.
Yeah. Yeah, it would resonate with me, I think.
Oh, totally. But yeah, like I definitely like, I love music videos. That's like, I haven't made too many, but it's one of my favorite parts of the process. And so like, I would love to have like kind of funny, ironic videos. I mean, like one day if I can afford it, I would love to have like an animated music video. I think that'd be sick.
That would be sick. I could totally see it for you too. That would be cool.
I love it. I love cartoons.
Put in the works. This is the manifestation like part of the interview. And also, oh, yeah, I really liked your
into existence.
Yes. And then I also like really liked your Subside music video. Really good.
Yes. I love that one. I think that was definitely like the start of being like, okay, this is kind of silly. And I remember like I made it with, it was directed by Kyle Eng, one of my great friends. And I remember telling him like, you know, this is kind of like, I don't know, like a normal serious song. It's not a funny song, but I was like, what if I just like killed my boyfriend in it, and we have like, you know, we have like our silly little fake knife because we can't use a real knife, and we had got like fake like Halloween blood, and it's just so fun. I love being able to like express the video or the song in such different ways, like in the music video. So I love that stuff.
I like your music videos because they kind of have like this witchy feeling to it. It's like, it's cool.
Oh, I love that. I love witch stuff, witch vibes.
I love witch stuff too, actually. Anyway, oh, something you said earlier, like kind of resonated with me. And I was thinking about like, you should definitely put that in a song. Like I would listen to it like on repeat, I think. But it was like, you said that you cope through like making jokes about like stuff and then making people laugh about it. I feel like that's very relatable.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've never even thought about putting that into a song. So thank you for that tip. But like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I've never like thought about it too much because I'm like too serious to think about. But I love humor. I don't know. Like my family is a very funny family. We love making jokes. We love being sarcastic. So I don't know. I just love making people laugh, but I'm definitely going to make that into a song now, and I'm going to credit you.
No, this is actually not an interview. This is a secret songwriting process that someone told me to do for you. So,
oh, heck yeah. I need to write that down. I need to take notes.
For real, for real. You also talked about Leigh Vara. So you're close friends with her and even started a musical duo with her called Frank. Do you want to talk about how you two met?
Yes. Oh my God, I would love to. I love talking about Leigh because she's the best. I'm trying to think of how to tell the story good and like concise. But I actually saw her once at a party a couple years ago, I think. And I saw her in the distance and I was like, she is so cool. She has all her tattoos. She's gorgeous. And I found her online and I was like, I love her music. She's so sick. You know, I'd love to be friends with her one day. And then I went to a Halloween party and I finally got to meet her for real. And, you know, just like the energy that she gives off is the best energy ever. Like she's so genuine and kind, and I was so nervous to be at a party and she made me feel so like safe, and I just loved her so much. And then I had a meeting with my now manager Shannon, and she was saying that she wanted to make a girl group, and she was like, yeah, I want to include this artist named Leigh Vara. And I remember like screaming in that meeting, and I was like, oh my God, I know Leigh Vara. I love that girl. And so, yeah, like starting to work with her and everything, make music with her and spend so much time with her was like such a blessing. I think we would have become friends regardless because like our circles are so close and like we're constantly crossing paths. And so I just know she would have been a good friend either way. But I feel like even luckier that I get to make music with her. And I've learned so much from her and I just love her so much. And she's sitting outside right now in the sun and I'm thinking about her because I love her.
Dude, that's so crazy. That sounds like a fated, like, soulmate type of meeting. I don't know. If you guys, like, cross paths so many times.
I know,
it's, like,
right?
It was meant to be.
Oh, absolutely. I think, yeah, no, it would have happened regardless, but.
Yeah, and also just, like, crazy manifestation skills, I feel like. I don't know.
I am always manifesting.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, like me being a music journalist, I'm not like being creepy or something, but like I was looking at like your birth chart and I saw that you have like a lot of Cancer placements.
I love that.
And something about Cancers, they're very good at manifesting because it's like they're like the mom of the zodiac signs. So they put in work and they make things grow and expand. And yeah, so
well, that's good. So beautiful. Yeah. I didn't even know that. I don't know like a ton about the, you know, like birth charts and everything, mm-hmm. but that's so sick. And I think like me and Leigh have fully talked about this because I think she also has some Cancer something.
No, I saw that
well.
You guys both have Cancer moons.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's meant to be.
It's meant to be, honestly. So also speaking about Leigh, how has your friendship grown since then? And how important do you think female friendships are in not just your career, but in your life in general?
Yeah. So me and Lay, like, our friendship grew so fast. It feels like, I feel like even like our first few sessions together, we just really understood each other. And she's just like, she's such a mature person. I always kind of feel like she's like the mom of like me and my friends. Like, she always knows the right thing to say and the right thing to do. And I feel like I can always trust her. And so, yeah, we've grown so close since we first met. I think female friendships are like the most important thing ever. I feel like throughout my life, I've had a lot of like trouble like making friends. I was a very shy kid. And I feel like I didn't realize until the last couple of years since I've met Lay and like my new girlfriends and all the amazing women that I've met in the past couple of years, I didn't realize until now how much I needed that. I feel like since I've become friends with Lay and since I've met so many people, I've become so much more confident and, you know, happy in my own skin. And I just feel so much more like myself and I feel so much happier. So I think female friendships is so important. Sometimes I feel like in some cases it's more important than like romantic relationships. I just feel like, you know, like platonic relationships are really important in like finding who you are and being happy. And yeah, that was the end.
No, like, agreed. Like, I think, okay, so I was really inspired to ask you that question because I've also been feeling female friendships and like platonic friendships are so important, and how, I don't know how, like, I feel like I could live without romantic love, but I don't think I could live without platonic love. But yeah,
I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
I think it's so important.
It really is. It really is. Just like talking about more community, just like drifting off from female friendships, but talking about community. So the first time I saw you perform was at Takes a Village last year in June. How did you gain that opportunity to perform there? And how have you become involved in the local Toronto music scene?
Yeah, so it's so crazy because when I met you at the Takes a Village event, that was my first like real performance outside of like high school. So I was so terrified for that, but it was one of like the best days of my life. Honestly, I met so many people that day, and I got the opportunity thanks to Corey Wong, who he like started Takes a Village, and I met him through mutuals. And he invited me to play a couple songs, and he's just so great because he's so great at like connecting, you know, like the Toronto music scene and Asian artists in Toronto. And it's kind of insane because a lot of the people that were there I had seen online prior to the show, and one of those being Eric Ryan, who I actually connected with on Instagram years ago. I can't even remember when, but he was one of the first Toronto artists to like show me like support. I met him for the first time in person at the Takes a Village event, which was just like a crazy like small world situation, and it made me realize how like small the Toronto music community really is. But everyone is so supportive and so kind. I feel like I've made some of like the best friends in the past couple of years just through like the music community in Toronto, and it's just insane like how small everything is. But yeah, I feel like it's really changed my life. Like, I love being part of the Toronto community. I love everyone that's a part of it. Everyone's so supportive and so amazing and so talented. And yeah, I just, there's big things coming for Toronto for sure.
Do you want to guess what Eric Ryan's sign is?
Oh my God. Wait, I don't know anything about signs really. All I know is that I'm compatible with Sagittarius. Is he a Sagittarius?
No, but he's a Cancer. Hashtag manifesting. Oh. So, like,
oh my God, I should have known. That's so sick. It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like the Toronto local music scene is very, like, warm and very wholesome. And everybody's kind of, like, really supportive of each other. And, yeah, that's, I think it's so great just to witness and, like, be there for it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's, like, almost shocking because I feel like going into music, I was so scared because I was like, it's such, like, there's so many people, there's so many talented people who make music. I was afraid of like, you know, is it competitive? Like, how do I meet people that are doing the same thing? And I had no idea how tight-knit the community was. And I had no idea that everyone would be so kind. So I feel very lucky to have met so many amazing people.
No, honestly, like, I love like how I'm just like, the like just taking it all in part of it, because I'm just like, I don't make music, but I love like doing these interviews. And like, although everybody's independent and like starting small, one day you guys are going to grow into something big. And it's going to just be cool just like looking back at these interviews.
Oh, no, yeah, that's for all these artists is so amazing. And like seeing you at like so many like events and like you've interviewed so many of like people that I love and admire and have met in this community. And honestly, we need more people like you. You know, you're so supportive and it's important for us.
No, honestly, like I've looked into your background because obviously, but I saw that you studied journalism at TMU. And like you also did a piece about music and how about like consuming music through media digitally. So as someone who uses their platform to promote their music, as well as someone who does local show performances, what's your opinion on social media and music streaming platform experiences versus in-person and radio experiences?
So, okay, social media and streaming platforms, I feel like there's like so much to say about all of it. You know, like there's really pros and cons to everything. I feel like for me personally, I have a lot to owe to social media because that's where I started posting my covers and I posted YouTube videos and TikToks. And that is where I grew, I'd say, like majority of my audience, I think. So I kind of love social media for music, you know, because I feel like it's this free like marketing tool that anyone can use. And you can really find anyone on there. So it's been really helpful for me. But I also love like in-person and radio experiences because I love being able to like actually, you know, see and talk to the people that is my audience and is listening to me. And there's just like a completely different thing being able to do live performances. I feel like just the energy of being in a room with people that are just listening to you and taking it all in real life. I feel like nothing could ever compare to that, and social media could never, I think, capture that feeling. So I love live performances and I'm really eager to do more. You know, I'm still kind of a newbie when it comes to performances. So I'm really excited to finally do more and get better at it and, you know, be able to connect with people in real life. I think that's, you know, always such an important thing as a musician.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. Actually, that's how I got into your music. When I first saw you at Takes a Village, I was like, wow, she's like really good. Coding.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
But yeah, like moving on to the next question. Why and how did you become a musician? I know it's kind of a broad question, but just answer as like however you would like to answer that question.
Okay. So I've loved music my entire life. I grew up with a very musical family. My family loves music. They've shown me everything that has, you know, inspired me and like made me who I am. Like my parents, they would always play my brother and I a lot of like rock and alternative rock and so many different genres. And then my older brother, Tristan, he was kind of like the first to start playing guitar and writing music. And so that inspired me a lot, you know, as a younger sister who loves her brother. I really wanted to be just like him and do the same things. So I don't know, like sharing that with him really means a lot to me. And it made music just so important to me in my life. And so I always kind of knew that I wanted to be a musician. I had no idea how I would do it or achieve it. You know, I didn't know anything about the music industry. I didn't know anyone in the music industry. But I started performing kind of in high school. You know, I did like talent shows and I just enjoyed it so much. But, you know, like as I got to the end of high school, I was like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to become a musician? And my parents are also like, you know, you need to go to school, you need to get a degree. So I studied journalism because obviously I loved writing. I loved writing songs. And so I thought that, you know, I could use that to write other things as well. But I think there was always just like a part of me that was like, you know, as much as I love writing, music is like kind of my true calling, it feels like. And I think at the end of my studies at university, I was like, I think I need to start posting my covers. I need to start writing more music. And my boyfriend actually helped me make my very first song, which was Unwind. And we were like, let's just release it for fun. Let's see what happens. And yeah, my life changed really fast. You know, I had like the Takes a Village event that I performed at. And like I was saying, like, I met so many people so fast, and I met Leigh and Eric Ryan and so many great friends, and it suddenly became very real, very fast. So that's kind of how I ended up here. And now I can say this is my job, and I love it. And I feel so lucky that I finally, I don't know, the confidence to do what I love.
I love that, like, even though you have, like, spent time on, like, other things, like, studying for journalism, you still know what you wanted to do from the beginning. I feel like a lot of people going through university, they think they know what they want, and then by the end of it, sometimes they switch up and they want different things. And just, like, you having that experience is very validating to a lot of students, and how it's okay to have a different path even after university. Also, you were talking about collabing, or what's it called? Your brother Tristan being in the music scene. You've also collaborated on tracks as well.
Yes. So I feel like my first time like writing songs and like recording songs was him asking me to, you know, like help him like or write a verse or something, or he wanted me to do harmonies. So I definitely have a lot to owe to him. We have like I have a few songs out on his page. He's under Tristan Kovacs, and it's a lot of songs that we wrote together, or that he wrote and that I sang on many years ago. And, you know, I definitely hope that we can do more in the future. But yeah, I love making music with my brother, and I love that it's something that I can share with him and with my family. And yeah.
Cute. And you also mentioned your boyfriend, Fritz, and how you work with him as well. How does he help you write and produce your music? And how long have you guys just been like a team?
Yeah, so he's so amazing. He's definitely one of the most talented people I know. When we first started dating, he was already like doing production work. And, you know, he's always been so talented. So I think definitely early on in our relationship, I was like so scared to sing in front of him. And I was so scared to like take music seriously, because I was like, he's so good. Like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, what if I'm not, you know, like good enough? And, you know, he's always been so kind and so encouraging with my music career. So like when we finally made music together, it was like, I don't know, that really changed my life a lot, I think. And now I just want to make everything with him. I love making music with him. He's an amazing guitar player. He's an amazing piano player. He usually will like kind of like play around with like different chords and stuff, and he'll kind of like help me think of like vibes and like topics to sing about. And yeah, he's just someone that I really trust and feel safe around. And so making music with him feels so easy, and we're both so passionate about music. So I feel like there's just, when we do make songs, there's just so much like good energy and passion in the air. So I love making music with him.
I love that. And he's on the trip with you now, right? The LA trip?
He was. He actually moved to Los Angeles a few months ago. So I visited him here for a couple of weeks before Leigh came out, and we were working on some new music. But now he headed back to Toronto to like see his family and to go to the cottage with his friends. So I'll be joining him soon back in Toronto. But yeah.
Yeah, I actually remember you writing a song about long distance and him moving away, and yeah, just thinking about that song.
Yes, that song's called Leaving Town, and it's actually my next song that's coming out, my next single. It's gonna be out September 19th, so I'm super excited about that one, as sad as it is, but we wrote it together, so it's very meaningful.
Everyone keep an eye out for that new single. But yeah, that's so exciting. September 19th, I have to put in my calendar. But that's really cute. I feel like it's very, like, kind of like a full circle moment, but like not really at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it's just crazy that like the person that I make music with and like that helps me so much, he was just like there the whole time. And we finally you know, like it took us a little while to find music together, but I feel like I make my favorite songs with him. So
that's really cute. That's really cute. So sorry, just talking about the LA trip right now. So did you work on any music or collab with any artists from there that we could expect hearing from or hearing about later on?
Yeah, so I spent another week just making songs every day in LA. The house that my boyfriend lives in, he lives with Liam Jessup, who is an amazing songwriter, and he helped me write most of the songs that are going to be on my upcoming EP. He worked on Perfectly Fine with me and Leaving Town, and he's also just a dear friend of me and my boyfriend's. So yeah, we spent like a bunch of days just like writing as much as we could, and I feel like we just like get along so well, and we write some of like the best songs together. Like all of my favorite songs were written with Liam and with my boyfriend Adam. So yeah, I don't know. We were mostly just working together, like in the house, you know. They're just like people that I really trust and feel safe with writing music together. So yeah.
Awesome. Wait, I'm so excited for this EP now. Okay, so we're nearing the end of the interview. Just like these last few questions. So if you could collab with any artist or band, who would it be?
Oh, that's so hard. I feel like this is definitely like it would never happen. But I would love to like write a song with like Fiona Apple or something. She is one of my biggest inspirations. My parents showed her to me when I was a really young girl, and I feel like she is just like a pioneer of like, you know, like those sad singer-songwriter girls that like just write such like beautiful, beautiful songs. Like her lyricism is amazing. So it would definitely be a dream to be able to write a song with her.
Never say never.
Oh yeah, hopefully.
Cool. That's cool.
One day.
Okay, so the next question is going to be, what can fans anticipate for the future? What type of projects are you working on at the moment?
Yeah, so my very first EP is, you know, we're starting the rollout. We had the first song, which was Perfectly Fine. And then there's Leaving Town, which is September 19th. And then the whole project will be out sometime in October. It's my first project that I've ever worked on, which is really intimidating. But I'm so excited to finally have, like, I don't know, like a lot of songs that I feel really represent who I am and that I really, really love. And then I've been working on so much music that will hopefully come out after that. We haven't fully started thinking about what the next project will be, but we do have a lot of like singles that I'm hoping to release after the EP. And then I've also been working a lot with Leivara and our duo, which is called Frank. And we've been working on some projects that I don't have specific dates yet or times, but it'll be hopefully super soon. We've been working really hard and working on so much music together and just finding our sound. And so, yeah, I'm really excited for all of that to come out. There's a lot of really exciting things that I'm so excited for. And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. And then last question is going to be, do you have any song requests that are like any songs that I'm going to play after this interview ends? I'll play it like right after this interview ends.
Ooh. Okay, wait. Give me a second to think about this.
No worries. Take your time.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. I love Home by Leivara. Not to plug my friend, but I love that song. It makes me want to cry. And it's one of my favorite songs ever. So, yeah, that is my song request. Home by Leivara.
I love when I, like, do interviews with, like, with Toronto artists and they just, like, plug their friends. I think that's just, like, so wholesome. But, yeah. Okay, awesome. I'll play Home by Leivara. Thank you so much for doing this interview and being on my show. I hope you enjoyed just like being on this show. And I hope everyone who's listening enjoyed this interview as well. So thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you so much, Claire. It was an honor to be here. I love your show, and I love you. You're the best.
Aww.
And yeah.
Love you too, and love your freaking music.
Thank you.
And by the way, Perfectly Fine is out, so I don't know what you guys are doing listening to this interview. You should be listening to the single and streaming it, right?
Yeah, go listen.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Oh, you're used to this. This is you.
FRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Your Word.
To fly, the lights, the pain that something you wanna tell us. At one point we just stopped forgetting, I swear. The choice of bringing us down a propeller. It's in our heads, in our thoughts. Can't demand for your heart if I don't have mine. Love doesn't end where it starts.
Girl, I think you know you something special. I just wanna show you that you're special to me. We can sort it out without the pressure. Me and you together, such a pleasure to see. You see,
holding me exclusively, laughing Boosie, laugh like Drizzy. I am partial to your heart. Now it burns a spot so close to me.
To tell.
I don't wanna hurt myself.
See, I can feel you calling through the waves and in the rain. Yeah, we're just like the sand we soften. Oh, as the water fills this space. Yeah, need you on like the windmills need a breeze, like the bluebirds need the trees. What is this life brought to me, baby? Taking form, making hours feel like leaves. In the run around, we seem to be caught in you and me.
In our heads, in our thoughts, can't demand for your heart. If I don't have mine, love doesn't end where it starts.
Everything's gonna be okay. Bad stuff happens in the bathroom. I'm just glad that it happens in a vacuum. Can't let them see me with my pants down. Coasters magazine is gonna be my big chance now. But I'll be out of here in no time. I'll be doing interviews and feeling just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. I'll do Coasters magazine and blow everyone away.
Let's be clear, I did absolutely nothing wrong. I'm not to blame, it's not my fault. This is just to say, if Gene had pooped like every day, this would have all just blown away. But he'll be out of there in no time. No one's gonna blame me, I'll be doing just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. If Teddy can't unstick my dad, I'll find another way.
Hey, where's Bob. I want to tell him I can smell him from across the street.
Yeah, Linda, where is Bob? I got to do his hair for a big interview.
Interview? What interview?
Bob's got a big magazine interview.
What, are they writing an article on guys with mustaches you want to punch? Zoom! I say Zoom now. You like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
That stuff happens in the bathroom.
I did absolutely I'm just nothing glad wrong. That I'm it happens to in a vacuum.
Can't let them see me with my pants down. Poster's magazine is gonna be my big chance.
No, I'll be out of here in no time. No one's gonna blame me, I'll be feeling just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. Out to Coaster's magazine, I'm gonna blow everyone away.
That stuff happens in the bathroom.
I'm just glad that
it happens in a vacuum. Can't let them see me with my pants down. Coaster's magazine is gonna be my big chance now.
But he'll be out of here in no time, no time. He'll be fine. Today is gonna be a
So the songs I just played for you guys were Home by Leivara, Subside by Lauren Kovacs, the person I just interviewed, and then it was T.O. Garage by Takes a Village. It's their new song that just came out, and it's fire, and it has Kyle in it, someone from Scarborough. Right. And then the last song was Bad Things Happen in the Bathroom, and it's a song from a Bob's Burger episode, and it was mentioned in the interview. If you guys listened to it, you would know, right? But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Sorry it's gonna be a short one today. I low-key over-edited the interview, and I was like, ooh, low-key, I only have like these amount of songs that I'm gonna play, so I don't even know what I'm gonna do, for real. But you know what? That's okay, because I could just yap. Because you guys love that, right? But even though the entire episode was yapping. But Loki, I'm not even gonna yap. I'm just gonna stop right here. But yeah. See you guys in the next episode. Bye!
Oh, you're used to this. This is you.
Hey! Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present David Yee, a.k.a. Wolf in Sheep Clothing's latest track, Redefine. The new song began as a guitar-focused composition but gradually drew increasing inspiration from classical music. The piece features Massimo Amodio, a third-year cellist at Queen's University, whose performance includes a melody that listeners familiar with classical repertoire may recognize. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Redefined by Sheep and Wolf's Clothing on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Kingston. Watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd-numbered houses water on odd days, even-numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count. Queen's Parkinson's Kingston is a student-led club dedicated to raising awareness, fundraising, and supporting those affected by Parkinson's disease in both the Queens and Kingston communities. On September 6th, join Queen's Parkinson's Kingston for the 2025 Parkinson Canada Super Walk, taking place at Lake Ontario Park and running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn more by reaching out to QPK at clubs.queensu.ca and following Queen's Parkinson's Kingston at queens4pd.kingston on Instagram.